Okay, let's begin our discussion of Parshas Chukas, Tavshin Pei Vav, as we get into Chukas. One more week that Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz are separated. Next week, Chutz La'aretz will double up and join us. So Parshas Chukas, we start off with the Paraduma. Paraduma, the area of Halacha that is focused on. We've discussed in the past what it's doing here. You know, why isn't it in Sefer Vayikra? Because after all, Tumah Vatara, that's what Tumah Vatara is about. Doesn't it belong there? It's Dafka here for reasons. But if you look in the source number one, Ner L'Nesivasi, that's Rav Rabinovitz from El Adumim. So he discusses the messages of Para Aduma, and specifically not the part of the Chok element of it, as we know that the it's mitame certain one people that are osik in the atara process, and it's mitar those that are tame. But says ner l'sivasi hilchas para stumos v'chasumos. There's much of the area of halacha is not fully understandable. V'im kalzos hirulana rishonim eile charakid. But there are certain cracks along the way that we can understand certain of the areas of halacha. So he quotes the Rambam and the Mor Nevuchim. That says that the tumas mace is somehow connected to sin. Ki apara nechsheves lachatas, it's a carbon chatas, as the Torah calls it a chatas. Ki inyan tumahu biglal cheto ashama. There's something wrong here. There's a tumas mace is there's a sin that is somehow present. V'tzarech lahavin be'eza chet medubar. What sin is present here? What sin is present here? So, and he quotes another question. But also, Os Gimel, on line 12, Oh, it's Rech Lavin, it's a Mikra Atzma, Shepasach in Yen Zeb, Zos HaTorah. Chazal already pick up on the fact that it seems to be something general. Zos HaTorah, this is a law in the Torah. What's so general about it? It's specifically about the Paraduma. So says Rabinovitz, Hine Hayasham, imagine, again, he paints a scene of one specific circumstance that might take place. But the message can be generalized. Hine hayesham adam galmud ba'ol. A man is alone in a tent. Ve'ein adam midanyein bo. There's nobody there. There's nobody with the man. Shema raev, who maybe he's hungry. Shema tzami, maybe he's thirsty. Shema shochev lo al eres davai, maybe he's on his deathbed. Ve'ein yisam alev, and nobody's there. V'kasher kaba neiro pit'om mit'orer o'ech lavo. And he passes on, and then somebody decides to walk in to visit. V'al zosem eres haTorah, another Torah says, you come into the tent, there's tumah. Eifo ayita adka, why is there tumah? Where were you before now? Where were you visiting before this? Kshadayin ayita yachol hoshit yad lo osacholo mevudad. Right? You could have been here before. Again, it doesn't mean that every case of tumas meis has this. Baruch Hashem, most people have family members that are there out of sof. But the message is that when somebody passes away, it makes us do a little cheshbon nefesh. Could we have done more? Is there more mitzvah and staka and chesed that I could have done with this person? That's the tumah, maybe. Because who's perfect? Achshav shekvar shav achayim l'kol chai, boz l'zakos b'mitzvahs kvura. Right now, we have a mitzvah of kvura. Achen kalavala oel ashem hu lefichach yitma kol echad meitanu im yasa cheshben nefesh amiti. If we do a true cheshben nefesh, yira ad kama ashamnu klapi kol chai. Right? If we do a real cheshben nefesh, and it's not only for this person who died, what about for everybody else who's still alive? Right? Do we have more to do? That's what a death should impress upon us. Right? Is there more I could have done? Is there more I could do right now in every situation? Ein kal adam shehu atzma'i lagamre. Nobody is totally independent. That's not a good attitude. That's where tumah comes in. And he says that's reflected even in the tahara process of tumas meis. Almost every source of every process of becoming tahar, a person could become tahar themselves. I wait 7 days, I go to the mikvah, whatever I do. That's generally how it is. But not by tumas meis. Maybe tzaras is a parallel. V'nei shnei minei tahara. Yish talich shal tiur sha'adam osel la'atzmo. There's a process of tahara that a person does himself. Komi shenidma b'sheretz. Somebody becomes tameh with a dead rodent. Tovel b'mikveh v'dayu. I jump in a mikveh, and I wait till sunset. I don't need anybody else to be involved. Ula misha nitma b'meis v'nochach ladas ki asham hu, enter aso b'yado. As we just said, the root of tumas meis is maybe I could have done more, or I could do more. You need somebody else to make you tahar. Ki ikar hatir hu lehi vakach v'leida, to know, ad kama tluyim b'nei adam zekazeh, how much we are intertwined, interconnected and dependent on each other. Lefichach, rak adam acher yachol l'taro so, b'hazoso alav ez mechatas. Even the greatest Kohen can't take the paraduma and pour it and sprinkle it on himself. He needs somebody else to recognize this interdependence. U'baze yuvan madura hapara mitaheres temeim u'mitames tohorim ki eze tar mitame. Right? Who is, I mean, the halacha is, who becomes tame? When in the process, the one that's sprinkling on me does not become tamei. That's not the one. People think that, you know, we don't study the halachas. The one who's actually sprinkling on me does not become tamei. The one who carries it, the one who touches it, the one who's involved, but not directly. Because you're involved, but you're not doing it. Again, it could be that a few people are involved in the process, but the message. And that's Tara. Tara Nova says the Nerla Mesivasi Minakara. The Tara comes from the recognition Shel Achtus Hagoro Hamishutaf Lekolanu, the shared destiny that we all have, V'chobas Kalecha Lezulas, and our obligations and our responsibilities to each other. And that's called Torah Kula. Zos HaTorah. So the message of Tumas Meis is not, as most assume, it's a vacuum of life. But he says, no. Tumas Meis is not about the person who died. Tumas Meis is about everybody else around. That's the Chiddush of the Rimzei Par. Okay, moving right along to the Chet of Mei Meriva. Right, we're going to spend some time on the Chet of Mei Meriva. We can spend the whole time. The Shabbos, Be'ez Hashem, we'll talk a lot about it. But there is a suggestion that's given by the Netziv. We did a Netziv last week. A major thought of the Netziv in Parshas Korach. But here we're going to have another thought of the Netziv. Right, the Netziv in the Hemek Davar. Again, the question of what exactly the Chet was. And every year when we read it, there's just a few psukim, and it seems so harsh. It seems so harsh. What exactly is the message? And we know our Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, their Kodesh Baruch Hu is medaktik achut asaira. But it's still, right, it's two psukim. Moshe Rabbeinu hits Shimon Amar, whatever the pshat is, and right away, Yan lo he'mantim bilakti sheni, lo tavios hakol hazeh. So what exactly was the problem here? So Rashi, the Rosh HaMedabrim, right, Rashi says, as we know, Moshe should have spoken to the rock and not hit the rock. Right, Rashi pshat, and much has been written, what exactly is the difference? They're both nisim, but Rashi says, "She'ilu dibartem el asela." If you would have spoken to the rock, v'hotzi, and the water would have come out, hayisi mekudash le'ani ha'eda, then I would have been sanctified in front of everyone. That would have been a real kiddush Hashem. V'omrim masela zeh she'inu madarino shameya. It's this rock that doesn't speak, that doesn't hear. Ve'ino tzorach leparnasa, and he doesn't need any parnasa. He doesn't get any schar. V'onesh mekayim dibur shel makom kal v'chomeranu. So surely us. So many Mefarshim try to figure out what exactly is the difference between talking and hitting, if they're both miraculous. Says the Netziv, V'dibartem el asela. Ein hakavana sheyedabru im asela. Moshe was not meant to talk to the rock. What? Right? Moshe was not meant to talk to the rock. What does the pasuk say? V'dibartem el asela. Right? What do you mean? V'dibartem el asela le'enehem. The Nasan Meimav. Let's read his words. The point wasn't to talk to the rock, please, you know, give us water. The rock can't hear. Right? If you want to go to the rock and bring water, just stand next to the rock. What do you need to talk to the rock for? The rock's not listening anyway. If there's going to be a miracle and Hashem's going to bring water from the rock, so just go stand next to the rock. You got Pirish Patargim Yonasan. V'tomun terichun yaskipa b'shma rabba umefarsha. Hainu b'shem ha-mefo'rash. Somehow, same shame Hashem there. But he quotes a medrash yalamdenu from the Yalkut Shimoni. V'dibartem. V'dibartem el ha-sela. What does that mean? Dvar halacha achat o perek echad. Say a dvar halacha. Say a perek of something. What does that mean? What's the Medrash talking about? V'anachnu nosif levar. Says the Netziv. Creative. Anupshat. Shebe'emes mea be'er shehayu adko niyu l'teva. Well, we know for 40 years, until Miriam died, for 40 years, water has been coming out from a rock, from a well, and it's basically become so natural, right? This miraculous event became natural, meaning what does nature mean? We're used to it. It happens all the time. Kedisim zechat psachim, shahaber hu me'asar dvarim shedevru be'er of Shabbos, be'en hashmashas. Right? It was already pre-programmed for my sabratius. Umisha amar v'hayaha olam. Hashem said clouds should generally bring rain, and the Nile River should go up and water all of its surrounding lands. These clouds should bring rain, this river should go up, and this rock should spread out water. So it was pre-programmed. There's no difference between clouds every day and this rock, which we don't even know where it is. This rock brings water. Right, brings water. Fahari gam hayom be'irishal Miriam nires keedus hagemara. Right, even today. Vachachamim atarim etzatevo meidim sheish od hayom b'midbar selam otzimayim. There's a rock somewhere in the desert that spits out water. Elish lo b'shefa kolkach. Okay, so there's been a rock that's been giving water for 40 years, and it's become basically natural. V'yata, but all of a sudden, the rock stopped giving water. It wasn't because that the power of the nes stopped. Right? It wasn't that. But what was it? There was a message. Look at his parallel. Be'emes, those who learn Maseches Tainus. Hashem often, what is the whole Maseches Tainus about? When we do sins, Hashem doesn't let it rain, and we have to go out and daven, so Hashem brings the rain back. Says the Netziv, the rock stopped in order to inspire us to do even better than what we were doing. The point of Moshe going to talk, it was to talk near the rock. It was to daven. It was like in the day Mishnayis and Tainus, that they used to go out to the streets and bring the Aron Kodesh and daven there for rain. Go daven for water next to the rock. Right? This is a parallel. The Yadua Minag Yisrael Beis Hatziris Geshamim. Right? The Minag Yisrael, when there's a drought, Misasvim Barabim L'Makam Echa, we gather together in one place. Av Shalom Beis HaMikdash, Makam Karbonis V'Gilishkin. Not in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And as the Mishnah says, V'Rosh Am Omer Divrei Kivushim. And the head of the Beis Medrash and the Rashiva says, Divrei Kivushim and Musar, V'Yachakim Isfalim B'tzibur and Yedavin. That's what Hashem was asking. Speak next to the rock. Speak to Klal Yisrael. Okay, El HaSela, towards the rock, but Le'enehem. V'Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Asher Moshe V'Aaron Yilmedu HaSa'am Heich Yas L'Doras Be'eretz Yisrael. Right, the Hashem wanted them, Moshe, you do this now so that B'nai Yisrael know what to do in all the years. Maybe the Nesiv is holding only in Eretz Yisrael, the fast days took place. V'yaminu shegam b'li koach v'oshel Moshe, efshar lish'o b'tfilas rabim. And it's to teach them the power of tefillah, the power of, even without the nisim and the flows of Hashem, just davening could bring the rain and bring the water. Alkein tziv Hashem li'kol ha'ed el ha'sela. Bring everybody there. V'sham ha'isa shechina bo'os ha'shan. The shechina v'shem yagidu Moshe v'Aaron. Chaver halacha u'musar. Maybe Moshe will give a shir, give a musar shmuz. V'gam ver halacha mo'el latila. And a halacha v'chulu. That's what the Medrash. The Medrash says, Perek echad o halacha achas. Skip a few lines. V'yaratzon shi'yidabru Moshe v'Aaron ver halacha v'tochacha. V'yachacha yispalu b'tzibu l'sad ha'sela. Give a little shir, give a little inspiration, davin, and it'll be like the times when the rain comes. Ubazeh v'nasan meimav. And what does the Pasuk say? V'dibayat v'lazel enayim. It'll give its water, meaning it's been given water for 40 years. The cloud will give its water. That's natural. Nasan meimav. Lo yeh bazeh chadash. This won't be something totally new. Ela meimav haregilim. The water that always came from this rock. V'na'asim l'teva yitain. V'tziva od. So that's what Hashem says. V'nasan meimav. And then there's another phrase. V'otseso lehem mayim min hasela. What is that? Continuing, turning the page. L'chor hu keifa lashon chas v'shalom. Isn't that just a repeat? It says v'nasan meimav, we'll give its water. And then v'otseso lehem mayim. What's that adding? What's that adding? Shema lashon meimav l'mayim. And also it says mayim instead of meimav. So says the Netziv, it's really a choice Hashem is giving. Right? What do I want you to do? Go give a shmooze, v'nasan meimav. And then the rock will give its water. What happened if you don't do that? If you hit the rock. Shamar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ulai lo tala hashar lo tarv lefil karay. Maybe you're not going to be worthy. They're not going to be worthy. You're going to daven and daven and it won't come. V'yemkein lo yagia tev alitein meimav. So then the natural way didn't work. Right? The drought continued. But Hashem says, there's going to be water for them. Don't worry. There'll be a nes. It won't go back to the teva that's been going on for 40 years. That's why he said, take the mata. But that was only a bidyeved. My first choice is go daven, go give a shmooze, and pray, and hopefully they'll reach the levels that I will give them water from the rock. And if not, take their stick and, you know, that's, right, he's answering the question of why take the stick if he didn't want him to, wasn't planning to use it. But in that case, it won't be the meimav that were clear, that were the natural, what it's been for 40 years. Mayim came out, but it wasn't the same type of mayim that they were used to. And it says at the end, Simon, Hashem knew that they might mess up, or so, Moshe wouldn't be matzliach. He already gave him the matas. That's the Netziv. The Netziv, a totally different idea of what we're used to. Talking to the rock, because it was a parallel to the Mishnayos and Tainus about davening when there is a drought. Okay. We're going to have three ideas about Meimariva this year. Three that we haven't done in the past. So number one was the Netziv that we just had. Number two is the Sefer Ha'ikarim, explained by the Meshech Chachma. And then we'll have the Meshech Chachma himself. So first, the Sefer Ha'ikarim. What exactly does he say, Rabbi Yosef Albo? Arishon, Umashiyera li bazehu, Shachet b'mei meriva haya al shalo dibru el asela. As we said, the chait was that they didn't talk. Moshe Aaron did not talk. Kipshat ha'kasov, like the pashup shot of the pasuk is, right? Why'd you do this? I don't agree with the Rambam that the issue was because Moshe got angry and called a koes, right? Shimon Amorim, the Rambam and Mar Nevuchim. Ella al sha'avra letzivu. No, they didn't talk. So what's the godless? V'ulam ikir achet shalabo ha'shvua haya al sha'ya be'inyan ahu miyat amana. Moshe brought down emuna in the world because of this act. Right, yan lo ha'emantem bi. What does that mean? What type of lowering of emuna? Says the Sefer Ikar. Ubir zehu al zeh haderech. She'ikar gadol al ha'torah v'shor shel emuna. In ikar gadol that we know, shehu mistoy me'emuna sa'ashkacha. That's based on ashkacha. Again, more in the days of the Tanoim. Shashem yizbarach ma'achriach ha'teva tachas kapos ragli ha'ma'aminim. The Gemara tells us numerous stories. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer. Vakadosh Baruch Hu, Hatzadik Gozer, Vakadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. Tzadikim, the great ones of our tradition, they're able to overpower nature itself. Just like Yoshua ben Nun with the sun, right? Hashem gives that power. Moshe Rabbeinu, Acharat Tefila Shasita B'Mizbar, when Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the 11 Tehillims from Tzadi through Kuf. Tila Moshe Ishalokim, Omar, Yoshi Bisesu Elyon, Muslim Bisel Shakai, Hu Maftiach Oso, Bavur Hashem Yisbarach, Hashem will save him. Vinim says Eviksas Chasidim, look at the examples he gives. Rabbi Hanina Ben Dosa, remember the story, there was a dangerous animal in our road that was biting everybody, and what did he do? He put his foot in the hole, the animal bit him, and the animal died. Because certain great Tanoim, Tzadikim Mishtana Teval Pidiburam, through their words, Rabbi Hanina, Rechina Bedosa, same one. Misha Amar Lashem and Vedlik. Remember his daughter came and said, oh, I use vinegar instead of oil. What am I going to do? What did he say? Don't worry about it. the same God that said oil will light, will say vinegar will light. So, Rav Pinchas ben Yair. Remember, he split the river. He was walking across the river, but Gemara beginning in Maseches Chulin. And the river split for him three times. Nachem ish gamzu. All the miracles, the sand turns into arrows, and the house stays standing. Many. Moshe Rabbeinu had this power to teach Klal Yisrael that the words of a tzaddik and a navi have the power to change nature, and that was not done. And that was the chait. Because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't teach this lesson of HaKadosh Baruch Hu listening to the gzeira of the words of a tzaddik. And if somebody has sveikus about the power of one of Chazal, then, or any great tzaddik like Moshe and Aaron, then it's suffik in the whole Torah, because then, you know, who says such that the tzaddikim who interpret the Torah for us, who says that they have such a close connection? So it's a miyut of emuna. That's the Sefer Yikarim Shrat. The question though is, Moshe was never blamed for this beforehand. Moshe, throughout his career, did exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do. All of a sudden, here he's blamed for not using his words. Well, he often didn't use his words. He hit the right by the makas. So what's going on here? So if you look at the Meshech Chachma, the Meshech Chachma will skip his first pshat because he gives his own pshat. But then on the bottom right, in source number 5, right, he quotes the Rabbi Yosef Albo. He quotes the Sefer HaIkarim. And then he quotes, let me explain. On the bottom, the last two words. So Ubemis Roy on the top now, Liz Boni. Let's think about this. Kilo Matsanu Lamoshe. It's a couple of steps to this pshat. Lo Matsanu Lamoshe Shiasa Dover Vinyin Belitzivi Hashem Kodem. Step 1. Moshe never did anything on his own. He never did a nace on his own. It was always, Hashem told him to do this os. Hashem told him to do this maka. B'cholam ofsim u'plosha asa, kamo man, slav, be'er, kriyas yamsuf. Masha matzonu b'shar neviim shasu mi'atzlam. Sometimes other neviim, they did a nace without being commanded about the nace. V'Hashem yizbarach hekim devirim, and Hashem listened. Kamo harishon hayu Yoshua, shemesh b'givon dom. Shmuel bringing rain. There were many prophets that called upon Hashem to listen to them. Moshe never did that. Moshe never did a nace on his own. Why? Says the Meshech Chachma, V'nira bazeh. Ki navi acher shahasagaso eina bas baklaria meira. Remember, says the Meshech Chachma, the four differences between Moshe and the other prophets. One of them is, the other prophets, when they received Nevuah, they lost their faculties. They were shaking. They were having a seizure. A spiritual seizure, so to speak. But it was clear that God was talking to them. Afterwards, they gave her their prophecy. So it was clear by looking at other Nevi'im that they weren't the source of power. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to them. So for them to do a miracle on their own, there was no danger of anybody thinking that they themselves are a deity, that they themselves have power. They see he's not a God. Look, he's shaking when God talks to him. But, line 17, not Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was awake. Moshe Rabbeinu was Shechina Medaberes Mitol Grono. Moshe, when Hashem spoke to Moshe, he didn't lose his faculties. Ki Nishar Bechushav, he had all of his faculties. Umedaber Kadamim Chaveiro, as the Pasuk says in the end of Baloscha. Pel Pel Daberbo. So if Moshe would do his own miracles, there's a danger. Wow, Moshe. Moshe is the source of power himself. That's why Moshe couldn't do anything independently. Unless Hashem told him to. Ilu haya osakein, if Moshe would do it, oz amru alav ki hu be'etzem koach mashpia meshadi zateva. Moshe has the power himself. Vasu leloki la'avdo, they would serve him. Lachein v'pnisha yakala tos lohamir kvodo bekal shakai. So because of that danger, lo asa shumne su pela me'atzma. Moshe didn't do anything on his own. Believe ma'ashi yitzivei Hashem yizbarach. Oh. Acharei savlu, and even after everything that the Bnei Yisrael put them through. Until Korach.
until last week's parsha. Last week's parsha was the first time. Moshe goes and says, Hashem, you got to swallow these people up. Hashem did not tell him that. Moshe went out on a limb and said, if these people die by getting swallowed up, then I'm right. All of a sudden, Moshe's doing his own thing. Why? Because here they're doubting Moshe. They're doubting his nevuah. Everybody's equal. Kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim. And if you're doubting my nevuah, that means you're doubting Torah min hashamayim. Moshe stands up for himself there. And Moshe's got to do it. Levad bedvar korach. Hechishu milas Moshe v'chashdu bedvar mchusim. Right? They thought he was just like everyone else, and they are doing lies. Hitilu sveikas kiyasa kala chaluka bekuna levia. It's all you. No, Moshe says, no. If this is in doubt, then the whole hierarchy, Kohen, Levi, Gadol Ador. So that's why Moshe had to do it himself in the times of Korach. Oh, punchline. This is right after Korach now. After Korach, right, we have, it could be not right after Korach. Korach might have been year two, and this was, again, later on, Chukas, and Miriam dies before this story, so it's a couple of decades later. But either way, once Moshe did that in the days of Korach, so then all of a sudden, right now, the whole Am needs water. Ulam achshav sheherod var Korach she'asa mi'atzmo. If now Moshe already showed that he could do an independent miracle, so he's got to do it again. Because if he doesn't do it again, you know what people are going to say? People are going to say, for his own covet he does miracles. Not for our covet. We're thirsty, right? Az kasher lo hayamayim la'eda. Ma amru divrei nargan. What did the complainer say? Al kvodo chash al mashayimayim la'eda lo yachush. But for us, he doesn't. For Korach, he's worried about his own covet. Then he does a miracle. But not for us. So that beheder asoso me'atzmo. So because he didn't do it himself there, lachush l'ta, he didn't call for a miracle of water. V'ligzar malasela tein me'mecha. He didn't say bring the water, which would have been a parallel to what he did by Korach. Hayachil Hashem, that represented chil Hashem, because people thought that he was more out for his own covet than for the covet of Klal Yisrael. Says the Meshech Chachma, I think that's what the Rabbi Yosef Albo means. Not stam, to teach them that a tzaddik is omer, Kadosh Baruch Hu is mekayim, but this idea that the slight, again, on Moshe Rabbeinu's level, chil Hashem, that people would have thought that, you know, he's more out for his own covet. So this had to be done so that the Bnei Yisrael realized it wasn't because Moshe cared less about you. So with the Netziv, Rabbi Yosef Albo explained by the Meshech Chachma, and now the first Meshech Chachma, back to the beginning of Source 5, which we skipped, the Meshech Chachma himself. The Meshech Chachma notes that if you look in the Psukim, there are two slight differences between what Moshe was told to do and what actually happened. Kach hazamate v'akal ha'seida, what does it say? V'nasan meimav. What's going to happen? Water is going to come out. And what happened when water actually came out? V'yetsu mayim Rabim. Lots of water came out. So that's interesting, right? Water came out, and then lots of water came out. Number one. Number two is the first time, what was the tzivui? V'hishkisa es ha'eda, the es b'iram. You'll give water to the congregation and to the animals. There's two S's there. There's es ha'eda, the es b'iram. S doesn't really have a translation, but it's mafsik. It's mafsik, right? There's the congregation. You're going to get water and your animals, as if there's a separation. What happens when it actually occurs? Vayetzo mayim rabim vateish ha'eda ubi'iram. There's no S in between, right? It's all together. It's not on a different level. Says the Meshech Chachma. Da, ki habracha asher yichbachafetz Hashem ubesever panim yafos. Hashem's gadlus, Hashem, the bracha that Hashem wanted to give was in quality, not quantity. Hashem wanted to give a certain amount of water, which would be amazingly satiating and thirst quenching. It's a greater miracle when you have a little bit which satiates a lot. That's the bracha. Not a ton of water.
Right? What do we have in Bechukosai in the Brachas? Line 7. Va'achaltem lachmechem lasova. You'll eat bread to satiation. Shehe ochel kima umizbarach b'meyav, Rashi says.
Eat a little bit, you'll be satiated.
That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe. V'nasan meyav. Not a lot of water. Meyav. Little water. And if you have that special quality of water that is small in quantity, but amazing in quality, then you're going to get that. Your animals are going to get something else. Esbira v'esbira. Right, Shazad. Lonis the Chazal say on line 9. Lonis Kara Daitam Shal Yisrael at Shasham of Achad Machmecham Lasova. That was an amazing bracha. Shazad in Yan Nisgav Shebim At Mazon Yaspik Lanafsho. A little bit. Vibiochal Adam Mazon Ayosim Adam Shalash Barach. If we eat a little bit of man, that's all we need. That's all we need. Skip a few lines. Velachain, line 19. Ilo Loshinu Mamar Hashem Ba'asu Kvi Mitzvah. So they would have listened to Akadosh Baruch Hu what exactly he told them to do. Haya Bracha B'me'ayim Be'echus Lo Bekamus. The water would have been unbelievable quality. Kasher haya b'man, like the man. Nobody had extra man. Sha'amarbe lo he'edif me'omer v'haya maspik. The man was enough for everybody. Doesn't matter how big of an appetite you had. The man filled you up. V'shtiyasam haya gamkin inyan nafshi. And the water would have been amazingly spiritual. Asher bazen nivdalu min shtiyas ha'beim. It would have been very different than the animal drinking, which is just to quench their thirst. Rak l'chabos Chom hatsim oni me'esh hakepa. Ulam kasher lo niskadish mo yizbarach. But once they didn't do it in the way that Hashem asked, then Hashem said, okay, I'll give you an ace, but not the ace that I was planning. I'll give you the kamos and not the echos. Oz haya bracha b'kamos v'lo b'echos, only more quantity. V'haya bo shtiyasam shavel l'shtiyasa behema. And that's why he says the questions that we started off with. V'zesh amar Hashem v'otzeis lem mayim v'lo hiskir mayim rabim. It wasn't Mayim Rabim, and it ended up being Mayim Rabim. Right? Vishki says, so Eda Ves Be'iram Ves Afsakekra. And the S is Mafsik, Hainu Sheshtiyasam Tia Nuvdeles Mishtiyas Behabahema. But it was different. Ulam, but because they didn't do it, Kasha Lo Asu Kifit Sivuyo Azva Yetsu Mayim Rabim Vatesha Eda Ve'iram Shneim Shavim Bishtiyasam Vabracha Inarak Bakamas. A third idea about the Chet. So we have the Netziv. We have the Meshech Chachma in Pshat of the Rabbi Yosef Albo and the Meshech Chachma himself. Okay, let's move on then to another aspect of the Parsha. Chaf Aleph, Chaf Aleph. So now, right after the Chet, Moshe Rabbeinu picks himself up and starts heading towards Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, right in the very next Pasuk, which we discussed in past years, the unbelievable power. Right after Moshe Rabbeinu hears and finds out he's not going in, he doesn't close up shop, he doesn't say, forget it, let Yeshua take over already. He does what Hashem asked him to do. Okay, let's send letters, let's go, tell as far as I could do. Vayishlach Moshe Malachim Mikadesh HaMelech Adom. Right, Moshe sends Malachim from Kadesh HaMelech Adom. And he says, please, and he tells a little Jewish history, we were in Mitzrayim and we were subjugated. Vayitnitzach al Hashem Alishmach Oleinu, we davened. Vayishlach Malach. Hashem sent a Malach and took us out of Mitzrayim. When we're in Kadesh, please let us pass through your land. Who's the Malach? Malach Rashi? Zemoshe. This is Moshe Rabbeinu, referred to as a Malach. Bikansha, Nevi'im Kriya Malachim. Nevi'im are also called Malachim B'chulu. Ask the Nachlas Tzvi. Haven't looked at the Nachlas Tzvi in a while. Rav Mishulam Gross. In source number 6. He quotes from his brother-in-law, question, Hallo Bagadah Shal Pesach. First question, Anu Omrim Behefich. Right, what do we say in the Haggadah? Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Lo Ayyadei Malach, Lo Ayyadei Sarv, Lo Achadish Baruch Hu Bechvodo Yatzmo. No messenger. No messenger. V'hu B'divrei Chazal. Right, and he gave an answer. Let me give my answer, says the Nachlas Tzvi. Again, how could Moshe Rabbeinu say that a Malach, which Moshe, the Rashi quotes as Moshe, but how do you say Malach? HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it himself. V'nira dinei chazal pirish, Malach ze Moshe. Rashi says, V'hine, yadua, this is connecting to what we just spoke about in the Meshech Chachma. Yadua ha-hebdol shebein nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu ol v'shalom bein shara neviyim. We know Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah was different in quality than all the other prophets. She'etzal Moshe ha'isa ha-shechina medeberes mito grono. Regarding Moshe Rabbeinu, the Shechina spoke through his throat. It was mamish
Like, there wasn't a makabel and then a no saying out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went through. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated word for word, letter for letter, and it came through Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's Ke'ilu, Moshe Rabbeinu is mamish, we can't say the words, kaviyachal a billion times, infinite, a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Unlike every other Navi who wasn't on that level. The other Navi was just, he got what message from Hashem, and he gave it back. So v'yatan navar l'bir zeh. Masha'on omrim b'hagad ova yotzein Hashem yimitzrayim hainu. Hu ba'atzmo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. Hu ba'atzmo. By sending Moshe Rabbeinu as the leader, it's Kilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. Because Moshe is Hashem's mouthpiece. Right? When Hashem did the Makos through the Amira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Vayomer, Vayomer. So to everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is with his Amira, Moshe Rabbeinu is not a stira. Here though, Mashen Ken Khan, the Tziva Yishlach Moshe El Melech Edom, Fu Ba'atzmo Migodlam Vasonusa Loya Rotzelomar. El Yishlach Malach. He didn't want to say that he was Mamish or Shliach and Kilo Hashem did it, and I'm on that level. Moshe didn't want to say that about himself. See, this is Hashem said to Malach, a messenger. Really, it wasn't a Malach. Really, it was him who was Nechshav, a mouthpiece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yanchala Rotzel Hagdil, is Milas Atzmo Velomar Shashkinim Medaberet Mitokron. So it's because of the message of Moshe Rabbeinu's Anava. So often, right? So much has to do with Moshe Rabbeinu's Anava, Mesiras Nefesh. Remember, I think last year, 2 years ago, we spoke about one shot of the Chet Mei Meriva was even that Moshe, like Yonah, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want, like Rashi says, he didn't want the Bnei Yisrael to get into trouble. If a rock listens to Hashem, surely Bnei Yisrael, but he knew they wouldn't listen. See, it was Moshe's own Nefesh for the good of Klal Yisrael. So many stories behind the scenes. Is Moshe Rabbeinu doing something out of humility about himself or for the Jewish people? Okay. So then Aaron HaKohen passes away in the Parsha. We know from last week's Parsha, this week's Parsha was 38 years. Last week was Korach, who was in year 2. Right? All of a sudden now we're in year 40. Right? Miriam Hanaviah dies. So Miriam dies and Aaron dies. So what happens in the Pasuk when it says that Aaron died, right? It's not mentioned here, but at the end of Bamidbar, right? The only yahrzeit that's mentioned explicitly in the Torah, right? The first of Av. So says the Pasuk, Chaf Dalid. Vayomer Hashem Moshe al Aaron b'har har. Hashem says to Moshe, Aaron ahar har, ye asef Aharon alamav. Aaron will be gathered unto his people. Basically means it's time for him to die. Kilo yavo el ha'aretz asher nasadi l'bnei Yisrael, because he's not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. Al asher misa and let's be the main meriva because of what happened. So Shem HaTov wonders, what does the pasuk say? It seems to be like backwards. It says Aaron's going to die because he's not going into the land. Shouldn't it be he's not going into the land because he's going to die? Right? It should be flipped. He's not going to go into Eretz Yisrael because Hashem decided it's time for him to die now. What does it mean that Aaron's going to die because he's not going into the land? So if you look in source number 7, he says, no, it's perfectly correct. It's Dafka, it's time for him to die because he's not going into the land. It's teaching us the opposite. If Aaron HaKohen still had a purpose to fulfill, that it wouldn't be his time yet to pass on. Aval kivan shekfar hishlim avodaso bazeh ha'olam, because he was mashlim as avoda, because he wasn't going into the land, because he did everything he was supposed to do already in life, therefore it was time for him to die. Alkeinu tzarech lehistalik ye'asef Aaron el amo. And then he quotes from one of the rebbes when he was maspid, someone who died at a young age, Amar alechav, she'en chidish niftar tzoyer. It's not a chiddush that he might have died young. Ki hishlim b'shanim muatim eskal badaso. He did everything he was supposed to do. He was mashlim like Aaron HaKohen. He was mashlim as avoda memela. It was time for him to die. Remember that chazal, that Rabbi Tarfon was an unbelievable in terms of kibbut av ha'aim. And his mother said to the other rabbis, look at my son. Isn't he amazing? And they said, he didn't even do a tenth of what he was supposed to do. What? They say that he was unbelievable in kibbut av ha'aim. No, they wanted him to have more avoda. They didn't want to say he was done. They didn't want to say that he completed his service. And I said maybe the Nadav and Aviyu, but that is a crucial, crucial thought that the Torah is expressing to us through this flipped girsa, and that is, it was time for him to die because he had fulfilled his mission. That's really what the pasuk is saying. Yasev Aaron al Amav kilo yavo el aretz asher nasati. It wasn't his avoda. It wasn't his avoda to bring them in, and therefore he fulfilled his tafkid, and it was time for him to move on. Again, there are times that we want people to have more time, and just backwards we could look at their fulfilling their tafkid. But we don't want to stretch out our tafkid. We should do our, okay, you know what? I'm not going to do that so quickly because I want to be around. I'm going to do, you know, 5 lines yomi. I'm not going to do daf yomi because that way, if, you know, I'm supposed to finish shas, it'll take longer and Hashem will give me more time. Now, let's do as much as we can in the time that we have quickly, and in that way we'll be able to accomplish as much as we can. The last thought, just to mention, I guess it's a little shorter because of Meyerov and the time. The thought that we mentioned years ago, but it's a message for us, and it's just we don't do it enough. Because we live in a time period where there's just, if we're not doing 3 things at once, then we're just like not doing what we're supposed to be doing. Right? We're 2 things even, it's even 2. Like, I'm just driving? What do you mean I'm just driving? You know, there has to be, what am I listening to? And I'm just sitting and eating? You know, what I have to be, you know. But that's the message of this week of a thought towards the end in the Shira Sabair. Right? We know towards the end of the Parsha we have one of the Shiras of the Be'er, and in Pasach Chav Zayin, Chazal Darshan, based on Pasach Chav Zayin, Al Kain Yomur HaMoshlim Bo Cheshbon, the Moshlim will say, take a Cheshbon. Tibanev Sikonei Nir Sichon. What's take a Cheshbon? So the Mesil Shisharim bases his 3rd parak of Midas HaZahiris based on the Chazal on this Pasach. What does it mean, take a Cheshbon? Make a Cheshbon HaNefesh. That means to go through life every once in a while. We have to sit and think. Sit and think of what could be, what could I improve in? Which area do I want to focus on? It says in Masul Yisharim, what the Yetzirah tries to get us to do is just to zoom through life. Just run. You can do mitzvahs, you can daven, you can learn, but just don't think. Just go. And we have to stop and think. Klala Adavar, says the Masul Yisharim in Source 8. We shouldn't need, you know, a health issue, right? As somebody told me last week when they said, you know what, I'm going to start coming to such and such a shir. You know, I thought, after being through a certain experience, you know, I think this is what I'm gonna start changing my daily schedule a little bit. So I said, okay, that's wonderful, amazing, but you know, we should all learn without those experiences. Says the Masul Yisharim, Ye Adam Ma'ayin Al Ma'isav Kulam Umefakeach Al Kol Derachav. Shalolani Yechatzmo Hergol Rav. Shouldn't just go by habit. Hinei Roet Sarach LaAdam She Medakdek V'Shokel Derachav. Devar Yom B'Yomo. Every day. Halavai every day. Okay, when we go to sleep, maybe every week, maybe once a month, maybe once in a while, but whatever it is. Kisocher Megdolim. How often do we check our bank accounts? How often do we check our investments? Asher Yefalsu Tamid Kol Eskeim L'Malo Yiskalkulu. Right, if something is not, I speak to advisors. V'yikva Itim V'shos L'zeh. And every couple of months, I have a checkup for my assets. And this is what Chazal say. He quotes the Chazal, line 11. Let's be mechashiv the cheshbon. Hefsid mitzvah keneged schar av eschar avira keneged hefseda. And that's what we have to do. Again, he continues. That's what Zahiris is. And he talks about how in this world, right, this world is compared to darkness. We know the pasuk in Tehillim, different types of mistakes that we make. We think when it's dark, either you don't see something, or sometimes you see something and it's not exactly what you thought it was. So there's different types of mistakes. But we have to do what we can to stop and think. And the second we do that, it's already, you know, allowing us to take a deep breath, slow down, and get the most out of every day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. We should be zocheh to be able to make such a cheshbon nefesh and bring ourselves closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we'll stop here.